like after that one, especially the way things unfolded there?
Boy, I tell you, a little closer than we wanted to, but you know, we win at the end of the day, just with the lead we had, you know, got a little closer than you would like.
The way Chapman's been going, I mean, just how much has he meant to you guys, especially since he's been hitting in second?
Yeah, I mean, since he's been in that two hole, he's really taken off. And, you know, it was just a matter of time. You know, he's getting more and more comfortable with the league, understands how they're pitching him. Playing with a lot of confidence, both defensively and offensively. It's a really good spot for him in the two spot.
And, Bob, I know you talked about Lowry before the game,
yeah,
and how he jump-started you guys tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, we had several big hits there early on that gave us some distance. Obviously, at the end of the day, you know, we were glad we had it. But he looks like a different guy now again. You know, his legs are incorporated in his swing. He's driving balls. He's using the whole field. Another really good night.
What specifically did you see going on with Familia then?
Just not throwing it over the plate. Maybe just rushing a little bit. I mean, we haven't seen that from him yet. You know, it was good Blake to come in and close it down, but certainly any one of those guys that we feel comfortable with. Just one of those days where he's off a little bit with the command, and that's going to happen from time to time.
For Sean, to follow up that last outing he had with us tonight, what does that tell you about where he is right now?
And, you know, with the hit a wall with the velo, I was more worried about the velo and his velocity than anything there at the end. He was throwing, you know, 87 miles an hour, a couple at 86-something. Probably using his two-seamer a little bit more, but, you know, when you start out at 92 like you did and the velocity goes down like that, you know, I wouldn't say it's a concern, but, you know, he gets an extra day around the next time. It's just, you have to be a little more cognizant maybe of when the velocity starts to dip a little.
And Bob, with the way Chapman's playing, do you feel like he's inserted himself to this MVP conversation, or do you think he's worthy of that consideration at least?
There's probably a little more time and there's left in the season. What he's meant to us certainly would suggest that. We have a number of guys that we feel that way about, but you look at all the metrics, defensively, head and shoulders are better than everybody else, and now he's swinging the bat, you know, and it's going to get better too. I mean, he's as good as he is right now, he has the ability to get a lot better. He's going to end up being one of those guys, one of those, you know, top flight guys that you're probably going to talk about every year in that conversation.
Bob, someone asked you before the game if you're having fun with this race, and I think you said something like, ask me in a few hours. Would fun be the way to describe how?
Yeah, up until about the eighth, it was a lot of fun. Granted, you know, win's a win, and we'll take it. If someone said at the beginning of the day, you take a one-run win today, you'd take it, but got a little bit more exciting than we would like.
What was the difference for Manaea last start versus this start?
You know, I think getting off to a good start. You know, I think last time didn't have as good a feel with his changeup, kind of taking good swings on him right away. When you get off to a good start and you're locating, you know, your confidence there too. So I think it was the location of all his pitches early on and then just kind of the confidence riding off of that.
Bob, does a game like that make you understand what other teams might feel like when you're doing it to them?
It's a good question. Yeah, we've done that a few times before, but the other end of it doesn't feel so great. But when you have Blake trying and what he's done, you know, you're confident. Haniger's just been a pain in everybody's side to this point. So, you know, they have a deep lineup, and obviously with their record in close games, there's no quitting them as well.
Thank you.
All right.